from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hell, let's go around the locker room here. We got a triple threat for you here. We're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans after today's practice. Juice Scruggs, who, as you know, I've been pretty high on. We'll see how that plays out. And Azeez Alshire with some very informative and entertaining stuff. Let's go to D'Amico first.
But all of our guys who it's their first year here in Houston, I want them to witness and see, you know, what H-Town atmosphere is like. So I'm excited to get back into our stadium. It'll be fun.
You're known for having very creative list packages, really creative with your designs, especially on third downs. Obviously, you know, you try to taper it back off. What's kind of like that balance from like not showing too much so teams can game plan on you, but still wanting to get some good quality reps while out there on the field?
Everything for me about the preseason is getting our guys better. So I'm, you know, whatever guys show in the preseason, we'll have some things we show, some things we don't. But to me, what we've seen, guys can look back and see what we've done on tape, so it's not that big a deal. I want to see our guys execute at a high level. I'm really not scared of showing things and the opponent seeing what we run. At the end of the day, it's about our team, you know, improving and getting better with what we ask them to do and being able to do it. I think in live game situations, that's where it counts most, and that's where you have to see what can guys truly handle right when the lights are on. So I'm not opposed to running whatever we need to run to make sure we see what we need to see from our guys. And preseason is a lot about evaluating guys. So, you know, you put guys in situations to see, you know, what can they handle. And that's what it's all about.
What makes his last year? Jonathan has been pretty productive as a rusher in his career. What about him as a pass blocker has impressed you thus far?
Joe's solid all around back, right? When it comes to blocking, catching, right, running the football, Joe is just all around. He's a strong physical player that allows him to do really well in pass protection. You can ask a lot of him in pass protection. You think he matches up well versus any blitzers, whether it's linebackers or secondary defenders. He does a good job of matching up and staying attached in the passing game, and that's what you like, just giving the quarterback just a little more time, right, to make plays, and Joe will be capable of doing that for us.
Matthew Judon. Now, obviously, he's elsewhere, but is edge rusher a position that you all might still look to continue to address given the injuries that you all have there and D'Amico going to be out a little bit of time?
Good football players is what I'm looking for. And whatever the position is, any good football players that can help us, that's what we're looking to continue to add to our team and be as good as possible. For myself and Nick, is something that we continue to evaluate, right? Our team is never set. So whatever players, right, come up or available, whatever it is, we look into all those situations to see how can we improve our team. That's our job, to improve our team and put the best team together for the Texans, and that's what it's all about.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, so there's D'Amico Ryans right there. Good football players? Maybe they're still looking. Interesting practice today because in the stadium, first time, as you heard him say there, with some young players in there. Now, two players that have been there. One of them I like a lot. I'm really interested in this from Juice Scruggs, and then we'll hear from Azeez Alshire, who is new as a Houston Texans.
in NRG, play in front of the fans, first game since last season, game situation. What do you think it'll mean for you guys?
Definitely exciting. Get out there in front of the fans. I know they're excited to see us. Definitely always good, though, to be in NRG and come out and showcase our talent.
How good did it feel just to have all five of you guys back together again?
Yeah, it definitely felt good. Definitely getting that chemistry down. It's going to be big for us going into the season. But, yeah, just for us to finally be on the same field and be healthy was a good feeling for sure.
You have all five of you guys together. How long does it usually take for you guys to gel and get where you need to be?
Really, it could take anywhere from a couple days or to a week. Like, it just depends on, like, how many reps we get and how long we're out there. But really, like, the more we're out there, the better. So if we can all be out there as much as possible, that'd be great for sure.
All back together, but also getting Joe in the backfield. What is it like to now kind of have a good understanding and an identity about what that backfield sort of looks like?
Oh, yeah, excited for sure. Just what Joe and DP and Dare just decided what they could do, and the young guys like Jaws just decided to see what they could do. You know, I know they're playmakers, and we just got to give them holes to run into.
Just having Laramie back the offensive line.
Oh, big. My opinion, the best left tackle in the game. So when you got a guy like that, out there, it's easy, you know, for the rest of us to do what we do because we can feed off his energy. And he doesn't talk much, but he's loud. Like, he's a loud personality. So definitely having him back in the lineup is, like, it's a blessing for sure.
What's your comfort level now making a line call? I mean, you know, you started, got back in, got hurt, but now you're back in again. Where are you? What do you feel like you are as far as getting it down and making a line call week to week?
Yeah, definitely a lot better than last year. Definitely it was a lot flying last year, rookie year, but it's slowing down a lot more this year. And I'll definitely say I'm not where I need to be, but definitely in the right step forward for sure.
How much have you seen from rookie Blake Fisher? It's not too many times a rookie gets thrown in the fire like that to go up against Will and Daniil right. In practice like that every day.
Definitely, he came in prepared for sure. He came in with that same mindset I had last year, next man up. So he definitely came in ready. And I told him going against them two is just going to make him that much better of a player.
Another way to keep his confidence level up when he loses a rep. For somebody who went through this last year where you were a rookie, is that an important part of just establishing yourself inside the locker room?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I told him this, too. Like, when you lose a rep, like, there's no need for you to lose your confidence because, like, you're going against the best of the best, especially with, like, Daniil, who's been doing this almost a decade now, and then you got Will, who showed how good he was last year. So just going against those guys, like, don't get your confidence down. Just know you're going against some of the best guys in the league.
We talked about this earlier in training camp, but now that you and Kenyon have had two games, you know, under your belt now, what has that continuity been like? It looks like you two are moving as one.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just us being on the same page. And for me and him to be like that, it just shows that we're taking the right step forward. But all five of us got to be on the same page like that. And once we do that, sky's the limit.
Can you talk about Shaq Mason and what you learned
when
getting to play with him?
Oh, yeah. Shaq is a vet for sure. And I said this last time I was talking to you guys. He's just very underrated. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. And for him to have him next to me is like such a big part. And he helps me out a lot too because he's seen everything you could see like playing this long in the league. So he's seen all the defenses, all the pressures, and he just knows like what to do and where to be.
When do you start taking a peek to DeForest Buckner in week one?
When week one comes, yeah.
You're midway through training camp at this point. What's one area that you still want to maybe hone in on a little bit more before week comes?
Definitely, you can never have too much communication. I feel like I've definitely got a lot better, like I said, from last year. But it's definitely more steps I could take, and that's really what I've been focusing on this whole training camp.
Couple more. All good?
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Good stuff there. He was talking about what we were talking about. First time ever that all five of these guys have been together. So that's real good. I know you're going to like hearing from the quarterback of the defense, as people like to say. He's been fantastic all preseason. Going to get a good look at him on Saturday afternoon, Azeez Al-Shaair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
When it comes to preseason games, how many snaps or plays or series is important for you to get ready for the regular season?
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of like different. It's been different for me at least every year. I think my rookie year was the one time I played obviously every single game. And then the next year was COVID. And the following year, I didn't play any preseason. And my fourth year, I didn't play any preseason either. So I think it's just kind of like a feel thing. Like, it's always good to get out there when you get out there with the guys. Like, last week, got out there, had about 9-10 plays or whatever, and, you know, show some good stuff, just communicating, make sure we're all on the same page, getting to tackle somebody, and D'Amico not yell at you, telling you to protect the team. So, I mean, it's just kind of whatever for me, honestly. It's football, so go out there and do our job and try to execute at a high level regardless of the situation. So.
Is that what's important, just kind of reminding yourself you can do it, get hit, make a hit, get up?
100%. Like, right, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta go through it, because there's nothing that, like, no training, nothing you can prepare for that's, you know, tackling in football. Like, you got to play football to be good at football. So I think it's always something that you just got to invite what it is. You know, obviously it's preseason, it doesn't count, whatever you want to say. But anytime you go out there and they got cameras watching, it counts to me. So, you know, I try to show up, and everybody on our team shows up and brings their best. So,
Aziz, what have you seen from Henry? Did play him last year, you're new, but what have you seen from him since you've joined the team?
Oh, man, Henry. Like, I talked to him when I first got here, him, Christian Harris as well. You know, like, just being young guys, trying to figure your way out. Like, the first couple times talking to him, you can tell they didn't really have too much confidence. They're like, man, yeah, I tried a little bit. I was, you know, I thought I was doing good a little bit. But it's like letting them know, like, bro, you put some really good stuff on tape. You know, and just knowing what it was like having to be in this scheme as a rookie, you know, for him last year, and seeing some of the plays he was able to make. Like, he made some really good plays. Like, and so I think, for me, now being around him, it's just more so like validating what he did that was good, showing him the things that I know that I've learned over the last 4 or 5 years of playing in this scheme. And I think from where he was from the first day of OTAs to where he is right now is just like grown so much. And it's really exciting for me, and I'm sure this entire team, to see just the growth that he's been having in the last couple months or so.
You're really big on lead by example. He said the other day that he watches you so much all the way down to the way you eat. What does that mean to you to have to be able to give back to those younger players like that?
Man, it's just like, at the end of the day, the game is going to pass you by one way or another. If I play 15 years and you're 16, I'm not going to be playing no more. So I think my whole life, that's just kind of like the type of person I always tried to be and give back to people and do for others what I would want somebody to do for me. So, I had great guys who helped me when I was a young player, Malcolm Smith, Quan Alexander. And, so I think it just was the right thing. It's just what you're supposed to do. You come in and you're expected to lead and expected to show guys the way, and you got to show them what you know. You got to be doing things the right way, because I could show them things. You got guys who can make it in this league for a good amount of years, but if they don't have the right habits, eventually it'll catch up to you. So my biggest thing is just doing the right thing, showing them how it's done. So you just realize that the success is not luck, especially, you know, when you're undrafted. You don't get lucky and just end up, you know, getting paid a lot of money. So
you crossed 150 tackles last season. Do you have any kind of tackle goal for this year? Any kind of statistical things you're eyeing?
Yeah, I mean, every year you kind of have your own, like, goals and visions and things that you want to accomplish. You know, I give them to myself. It's just kind of something I look at every day on my own. But 100%, I think going into a year as a team, you always have a goal. Like they say, oh, you guys are supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Like everybody, I'm hoping, in the NFL has a aspiration of going to the Super Bowl in February. But you just got to work every single day. So that's what I'm just trying to do for my personal goals and then also us as a team. You know, just showing up every day and then being intentional about what we're doing.
What is... You know, for, because, you know, that's in the media. Sometimes we see the linebacker that has a lot of tackles. Sometimes we think they're really good. But it's not, it couldn't be as good. What's kind of the balance between a guy that's getting a lot of impactful tackles versus a guy just getting tackles?
Oh, well, you know, there's some good and some bad about PFF, let's just say it like that. But the thing that you can take from it with so much analytics that we have now is that it'll tell you where these tackles are happening. If they're happening 15 yards down the field, and it's probably not too good. So, you know, you talk about whatever, last year I had 109 tackles that were all within 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. So I think when you talk about impactful, closer around the line of scrimmage usually is better than not. So, you know, I think obviously swarming to the ball, I'm going to get to the ball regardless of where the ball is, and that's just our mindset as a defense. But individually, I guess you can definitely get lost in translation of, you know, how the tackle was made. You got 15 tackles. And I remember Johnny Holland used to tell us, nobody looks and sees how many, like, how'd you get each tackle? They just want to see how many tackles you had. So he just tells us, if you run to that ball and you end up on the pile and three different tackles, that's just three more to the stat sheet. So it works both ways, for sure.
Talking about your leadership style and, you know, how other people have taken to it, but how did that style develop? How do you feel like it developed it? And how do you balance, you know, dealing with people with different personalities?
Yeah, I think it's crazy, but, like, I think God just kind of put everything that happened throughout my entire life, like, allowed it to develop to me being the person that I am. You know, I grew up struggling, you know, bouncing around from place to place. I went to a new school every year until I got to high school. That was the first time that I stayed at the same school for more than 1 year. So I had to deal with a new personality, new teachers, new students every single year. And I think it wasn't until I got to college where I realized, you know, everybody is dealing with something different. You know, back in middle school and elementary, I was just, like, kind of sheltered a little bit because I just was, you know, thinking I was the only one in the world going through something tough. And then you realize we all got a million different stories and a million different things that we experience in life, and nobody's story is the same. So I just think I got comfortable with who I was, but then acknowledged that where I have my own, you know, shortcomings and feelings and all these different emotions, so does the guy right next to me. So he might be faking it just like I used to fake it when I was a kid, but he's going through a lot more stuff than you could think. So I think it's just realizing we all human, having compassion for somebody next to you, and just actually trying to get to know the person, not the football player. So then when we're on the field and I might yell at you because you're in the wrong spot or, you know, whatever might happen on the field, just things getting heated, you don't take it personal because you know it's coming from a place of love and not just arrogance. So
can you talk about your relationship and how it's grown over the years with Nico? I mean, he obviously respects you tremendously as a football player and man, but just that relationship and how it's where it is now.
Oh, yeah, man. It's so funny because just like, from the time that first met him to now, he's been the same person. And it's so funny because you talk to people who've known him when he was a player, they all say, oh, he's the same guy, same guy. So I think the thing that's just coolest about it is just he's been consistently the same type of person throughout really his whole life, you know, since he's been an adult from what I've known. And then you talk about me and his relationship, is just like the highest of highs and the lowest of lows we've been able to go through together. I mean, many times he done yelled at me, cussed me out, I done cussed him back out. You know, a lot of back and forth when I was a young player. And it was really just genuinely like him trying to get me to understand the sense of urgency that you got to have in this league, because as you know, it's year to year, game to game, and everybody's livelihood. I mean, you guys get one more extra week to report when we win a playoff game and then go to the next week. So it's like there's so many people that are involved in a game. And you think as a young player, I'll be around for a while. Oh, you got time. I went to the Super Bowl as a rookie, and I have never been back. And if you would have told me that when I was a rookie, I would have laughed at you, said you were fooling. But literally never been back, you know. So I think just understanding, like, that sense of urgency and that mentality that you got to have. But then he also showed me the love and the care by just being there, you know, and being a somebody I can look up to as a male figure. But then also just chopping it up with me off the field and, you know, laughing, kikiing. You know, obviously I know his wife and his kids really well as well. So it's just a really good relationship. And I'm grateful for it, for sure.
Super Bowl team that you were on and then the teams that followed and then in Tennessee, does it give you a good sense of the type of team you have here?
Yes and no. I think every year, you know, you come into it, everybody comes into it with these high expectations, and, you know, everybody, like I said earlier, everybody has the goal of, you know, I'm assuming, I would hope, that everybody has the goal of getting to the Super Bowl in February, but when you really start grinding throughout camp and, you know, OTAs, all this stuff, and then the season starts and you get tested a little bit, and it just, you really get to see how everybody really meshes together. Obviously, you know, right now I could say, yeah, man, it feels great. It's great because we're working really hard. You know what I'm saying? Hasn't been too many really tests come at all other than us going at it with each other, and it's been good competition. But it'd be so early to tell you, oh, man, yeah, Super Bowl, right, no question. Like,
you You're going to like you some Aziz Alshayer. You're going to definitely like you some of that cat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.